It's 88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels, and we've got Churchill in studio with us. Tim and Bethany are here to talk.
Hello.
Hey.
And the band is ready to rock. Do you like that? Corny alliteration. Introduce yourselves to the Los Angeles crowd that don't know you. Talk to me about how you all came together in Denver and working through first the Denver music scene and then starting to make the outreach into a more national audience and signing with the label. Just walk us through the whole, you know, ABC of the Churchill getting going thing.
All right. Well, Mike and I grew up in Denver, and then I met Mike in school in college, and we moved back to Denver to start the band. And then we met Bethany, asked her to sing on one of our songs. That became her joining the band. And then we met I had known Joe, our drummer, for a while. We asked him to record our record and then just start playing drums for us. And then we met Tyler really randomly and found out he's a bass player. And we're like, well, can you play the show for us? And he ended up being an awesome bass player. So that's how we started. And then over the last 3.5 years, we've been playing and writing and just building a fan base in Denver. And then just in the last, 6 months to a year, we've kind of started to spread that out and try to do the same kind of things in different cities around the country.
I know that in reading, about the development of the band, you did work with and had some of the Denver bands, both local and national, take you under their wing and start to help you and get you out in front of more people. I know, you can't mention Denver without mentioning the Fray, and I guess they even did a little work with you for a minute or two.
Yeah, well, Joe, our drummer, he is a audio engineer, and he has been managing the Fray studio out in Denver for a couple years now. And we've gotten to know them through that a little, and they've been amazingly helpful to let us use the studio.
That's what I was going to ask. Does that entitle you to get some studio time?
Yeah, it's been a huge blessing because we could not have... We've made 3 projects in Denver, and 2 of them were in that studio. And that's something... It's so hard for most bands to find that good studio time and an engineer. And we have both through Joe. So
and that, you say, was a random connect. That was a good find. That guy is a find, yeah, as the Staples commercial says. A station that I'm aware of that, from a programming standpoint in Denver, KTCL has always supported local acts pretty actively. And they, too, have been really supportive of you. And I guess you won a competition that they had. Talk to us about...
Yeah, every year they do a contest called it's called Hometown for the Holidays. And actually the first year we were a band, we entered it, and we actually didn't know we entered it. Mike, our mandolin player, entered it, and later he's like, "Hey, I entered this, alternative station contest." And so we weren't expecting anything that first year, and we made it into the top 3. So the top 10 get played on the radio for a week, and then the top 3 get voted from listeners. And so we made it the top 3 the first year. And then the second year, we were in the top 10. And then the third year, we did the song Change. And it won the contest. And then they added us not long after that, which was one of the coolest things. And those guys at that station have been just so supportive. And not only of our band, but of a ton of Denver bands, which is really awesome.
Hey, we're Churchill, and this is a song called Change. To make you want me, I can fabricate the truth. I'll give you easy, it'll keep me destitute. You hang me up on the line, hang me out to dry, and you got nothing to lose. Ah, 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 ah. You got the story.
Change, change, change. You want me to change?
choices and you give no other choice. You fill your pockets and you empty out my voice. You use the shallow and old, trade the heart for the gold. You sell the song for the noise. You want me to change, change, change. You want me to change. You want me to change.
Quoted in interviews, and I see why it's been a recurring quote that as the band built out, you know, as more members became part of the band, you've mentioned that you had such a dedication to the idea of the mandolin remaining, you know, a core piece of the band. And then as I hear you play today, yeah, the mandolin really is a core piece. What is it about the mandolin that just has become so, central to Sound of Churchill?
It's been really interesting because when we started, it was just Mike and I, acoustic guitar and mandolin, and we were really obsessed with a band called Nickel Creek at the time, and still are actually. But that just kept happening, and then we had this rule. Actually, we were like, all right, no electric guitars, nothing, and then the more we played, we're like, all right, let's just amp these acoustic guitars. And then we're like, all right, let's start playing electric. But the mandolin has just become, it's kind of the staple of our sound and the thing that I think makes our music unique, because there's a lot of bands that have, you know, two singers and acoustic guitar and stuff, but not a lot of people. I actually have never met anyone that can play the mandolin like Mike.
Is this song called Ark in a Flood?
Nights, been at it 6 years trying to get it right. But I got one thing, honey, one thing I got. I got my one thing, honey, one thing I got. And everybody wants to celebrate, to tell their old high school buddies they got it made. But I got one thing, honey, one thing I got. I got my one thing, honey, one thing I got is you. Overflows into all of my body and lifts me up like an ark in a flood. Hey, hey! Maybe 50 more until we find it, and I'll be your Moses. Make it to the promised land, cause you're my one thing, honey, one thing I got. You're my one thing, honey, one thing I got. I'm more like a fool and less like a man. The pendulum swings, but understand, you're my one thing, honey, one thing I got. You're my one thing, honey, one thing I got is you. You fill my heart like an empty cup, and it overflows. Ooh.
make sure that people come and know and are ready for it. And they'll have obviously heard a few songs that you've been gracious enough to lay down for us today. So I don't think it will be totally an uninformed audience. I think that there'll be some what we like to call regular fans that come in and are excited to see you.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's always our hope. This is our third time to LA, which is good for us.
So, you know,
there's not a lot of cities we've been to three times.
Things happen in three, so the third time's the charm. Well, we want to thank you for coming by KCSN, and we wish you the best. And obviously, we've been playing Change, and we now have more songs that are unique to KCSN that you've provided us and our audience today. So we'll be here for you the next time around. So the fourth time you come back, I think the oranges in the orange grove will have blossomed, and you'll be able to take some oranges with you because we always like to bestow fresh oranges. Right. We want you to be healthy on the road. It's Churchill on 88.5 KCSN.